Hello and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We are your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie.
And a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So I'm having a little issue here. I'm going to turn off my air conditioner because it's the background noise. I don't know if you can hear it, but
no,
I was kind of really following along trying to get that thing off. So anyway, so thank you everyone for listening to us. So today we are recording episode 166, and we will be chatting about what stops us from doing the things we want to do and what are those things. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. We have a guest. Do you see the guest on your screen?
Yes.
So,
hi.
Finley, we're recording, hon. So this is our podcast.
Just a happy Labor Day next week.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Work awful hard all year, so enjoy it.
And thanks, Ed.
All your listeners or our listeners.
All right.
All right. Bye now.
All righty. Okay. Bye. So let's do it.
Special guest, Ed.
So grab a drink and your needles at this moment. All right, let's start off like we always do because it's one of our favorite things. What's on our needles? Brianna, we'll start with you.
I just started the Stormy Sky Shawl, which is one of the classes on our upcoming calendar of classes. And I have to tell you, I have been waiting so long to use the yarn I'm using. It's yarn that we got at the trade show when we went. I think that was in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. I have been, like, it's two balls of yarn that came as a pair. If you guys remember those, like, really sparkly yarns with the speckled yarn that were, like, a multi-pack almost. I have had that in my stash for the last 5 years, knowing that I wanted to do a piece of neckwear with it, but there wasn't a project that was simple enough and like elegant enough for the yarn that I could come up with. And I came across the Stormy Sky Shawl, and it is a really straightforward, there's like a little bit of easy lace in it, but it's mostly garter stitch and it's a triangular style. And I'm absolutely in love with these two yarns together. It's like a lavender in a merino and like a really deep purple with glitter in it that's a little bit of mohair. It's so nice. I'm so excited. I only have a little bit of it to show off, but ooh, it makes this really nice like multicolor with a little bit of shimmer. I'm thrilled with it. So I'm glad I held on to it for this long because I finally have a project for it. But that's tonight.
That's beautiful. Again, our listeners, you just have to trust us. We just saw that. And when you held that up, Brianna, I do remember that yarn. And you know, there are some days that I can't remember what I did first thing in the morning, but that yarn, with it and the combo of it. Okay. Hey, Natalie, you want to go next?
I will go next. So I'm working on another sample as well for our upcoming calendar roots that I am so excited about in the crochet realm of things. And it is our crochet pillow class, which is our stitch sampler squares built into like an 18 by 18 inch pillow. And I finished my front panel and I'm workshopping the back panel right now. And I think that this is going to be the coolest thing that we've ever written from a roots crochet pattern perspective. So I'm very excited. And I have a lot of ideas about how the panels are going to come together. And one of them is like parkour for your crochet hook. And I'm very excited to try it out and hopefully get to teach it. So it's going to be fun.
I love the term hardcore crochet hook. That's us. All right. So I have to say, I completed both of the classes, my projects in my class time with you gals on our last Ruth class schedule. So I am in a gap right now. It's like my little gap weeks until my next classes begin. So I am doing a sock. A sock is always kind of my fill the gap, go for it. And I'm actually knitting this sock for me. It's nothing fancy. It's just a good simple sock, but it's filling the gap because I need my classes. Okay. Just thought I'd mention that. All right. So let's jump in. And this topic, it jumped out at me somewhere, so I can't remember exactly where, but you know, it made me think a little bit about what stops me, what stops you from doing the things that you want to do. It was thought-provoking when I heard it, and I really had to pause because, you know, we put things off. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you got to face it and go, why am I putting that off? So we're going to do three. Three is always a good number. We'll do three different things that we, you know, three different things that affect us from putting things off, make us put things off, and we'll do it as a round robin. And how about if we do, because I'll go at the end, Brianna, Natalie, Kathy.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So Brianna, what's something that stops you from doing the things you want to do?
I feel like the biggest thing right now is not having enough time. There's so many things I want to do, but the amount of time I know those things are going to take, I don't have that right now. I don't have the flexibility in my schedule. I just don't have like a giant block of time to do some of those things I'm thinking about. That's a really big barrier.
Yeah, time. All right, Natalie.
Mine first one was similar, Brianna. Mine is days off. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, everyone in the working world has like this finite amount of days that you have to take. And it's never enough to see all the things you want to see and do all the things you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, don't you so wish? I was talking with someone just the other day and they work for a European company. Oh, I know. It was at a family party. And it's one of our cousin's daughters who's in your age group there. And she works for a European company and they actually do shut the whole company down for the month of August.
That's really nice.
And she said, it's amazing. It's just all amazing because you come back rejuvenated. So I'm going to go with one of my three was also time, which is going to sound silly as a retired person. So I do have all the time in the world. And you know, I talk about that. Like I have more time than ever. However, my roadblock is how do I want to use that time? So it's even when you have the time, you can find excuses to say that's the problem. It's how do I want to use my time? So that was also on my list.
Absolutely.
All right, Brianna, how about you? What's the second one? What's another thing?
My next one, I feel like mine are all a little bit related to each other, but not having the knowledge or the resources to do something. If I have an idea or if I want to, you know, plan to do something, not having the financial resources or the skill set to do something is really, it's really difficult. Like I don't want to move forward if I don't know how to do it or, you know, how to get to do it.
Yeah. Because the things we want to do typically, and fortunately we have means of researching, but they take research. It's really like, I need to look into this. I need to learn more, whether it's a trip or a new skill or something like that. Yeah. All right. Natalie, how about you? Do you have another?
Yes. Mine is information overload, which is funny that you say that, Brianna, because I find that like I'll start the initial research, but I get so overwhelmed by just the amount of different either points of view on how to do something, like best ways to do it, or just like the amount of weight, like things out there, like people have created to teach you how to do something. I get so overwhelmed. And if I can't find what I'm looking for in like 5 minutes, I have like no attention span for it. Like I will just not do it and put it off until, you know, it comes to a point where I'm literally between a rock and a hard place and I need to actually sit down and spend the time and do it.
Yeah.
Remember we used to use this term every once in a while at the knitting shop. And I think it was when we were creating calendar or schedules or how to teach a skill, analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm analyzing it too much now, maybe. There's just too much information. And yeah. All right. So I'm going to go with money, believe it or not. And again, even though you go, no, I have what I need. And, you know, I think it's partly what creeps in when you become retired because you are living on a fixed income. Not that you don't have the money you need to do the things you want to do, but just, it's like, how do I want to use my time? How do I want to use my money? So it's because you're not really earning anymore. So it's not that it's going away and you save for it, but it's an interesting mindset to sometimes let that be the factor. And then I threw out my hands and it's always that same comment of, you're not taking it with you. Of course you're not taking it with you. So go have fun.
Yeah.
All right. So this is, are we starting to think a little bit about all those things we haven't done and say, I'm going to go do it? Yeah.
I don't know. I do have a list of things that I want to do and haven't done, but my third reason for being stuck and not doing something is that pesky thing called perfectionism, especially like work life and like a professional setting. There's so many things that I have ideas for or like I want to do, and it's the fear of starting it, not knowing if it's gonna be good or not. Like that is a big thing in my life, but you know, it over time, like you learn to get over it. But sometimes I have that thought like, oh God, this is going to be terrible. Like before I even start. And that can stop you in your tracks for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Natalie, what's your third thing that stops you from doing the things you want to do?
Mine is also fear. I think like, the fear has shifted though. You know, I was just thinking about this earlier today, just like, you know, thinking on the podcast topic, and my fear, like when I was younger, it's always like, I want to fit in, you know, everyone wants to fit in. You're more in that like school setting. And I feel like that has kind of shifted away for me a little bit. Now I'm in this, I want to do a good job. I don't know if I can do this the way I need to. It's just like different because I think I'm in more of a professional setting. So like, I feel more comfortable in certain aspects, not in others. And there's just like new anxieties that you have to deal with that you're not used to, but you get more comfortable in other areas. So I don't know. I think just like the ebb and flow of fear too is very interesting as you get older.
Okay. And we do not rehearse this. There is no pre-discussion on this for our listeners, but yours, Natalie, and Brianna's, you're so tied into Natalie's, and Natalie's, yours is a total lead in for me because my third thing was fear. And again, when I sat and thought about this, and when I wrote that down, I'm like, I can't believe I just wrote that down, like fear. And I think it is that, like you said, the fear, the anxiety ebbs and flows and it changes. So it is really interesting. And I'm going to pull that age card again. I think some of it is age related. Well, it's totally age related because when we were younger, we wanted to fit in. And in our, you know, mid years and our, you know, our working years, I want to do well. I want to excel. I want to be good. And then in our older years, when we're retired and we have the time and maybe we have the money, it's just downright fear of, can I do that? Can I do that? And mine this summer was, can I drive to Pittsburgh by myself? And I was like, of course you can. And, you know, I talked to myself, you know, like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I did. But when I did get on the road and I was just passing the first rest stop on the turnpike, I thought, can I really do this? And you just have to do it and push through it. But yeah, fear is, it just ebbs and flows in different ways. It creeps in.
Yeah, definitely. Right?
Well, there's sort of all similar things there. So maybe some of our listeners are going, yeah, me too. But now let's do the reveal. So we're going to do another round robin. And what are the top three things that you have not done that, you know, you want to do now that you're something is stopping you from doing them? What are they? We'll do one at a time.
This has been a recent thing. I have, you know, always like worked out and exercised. And since COVID, I've been doing it at home. Like we have, you know, weights and resistance bands, and we bought a stationary bike that I don't use because we literally bought it. And I decided who likes riding a stationary bike? Why would we do that? Shout out if anybody wants a stationary bike, I have a free one. But anyway, it has been a little sad, like doing it in my house, and like it's in the basement, it's like dark and dreary, and I still, you know, get down there and do it, and I supplement with yoga in, you know, a studio in my local town. But I have been struggling with like getting outside and doing exercise and like doing the things that I like to do that are like active outside activities. Like, I haven't gone hiking all summer. I feel like I haven't even like walked around the block all summer. So I'm like really kind of freaking out about that. Like, I'm excited for fall to get here, but I'm thinking about like, how am I going to plan outside time when I don't really have that much time? And I certainly, like, if I'm tired, I don't have the mental capacity to do that. But yeah, that's a big thing for me, is like getting outside and like being active outside. I haven't done it, and it's upsetting to me, and I want to do it, but right now I can't.
Yeah. Time. I know. I love to get, you know, I'd love to be able to get steps on my pedometer. Although this summer has been a real challenge. I think there's a lot of things that many of us are going, I'm not doing the things I used to do. And one of them is being outside because of the humidity. But it takes time. The days that I get 10,000 steps on my pedometer, I've invested well over an hour. And that is a luxury. It is a luxury. So yeah, time is hard. All right, Natalie.
My first one is getting consistent routines in place. I think that this one has really been on my mind recently because I recently moved and all of my routines got like thrown in the air and like changed. So like what I was used to last year, I'm no longer used to, down to like the amount of sleep that I get on an average night, because my days are so different now. So it's just been a lot of adjustment, but I have this huge desire to change my routines. The problem is that I feel like when you form routines, you're forming one at a time. You know, you're like working really hard on your sleep routine, and then you're working really hard on your cleaning routine, and like you're never really pulling them all together at once. And this has been a really unique time in my life where I need to figure them all out at the same time again. And it's been very stressful, but we're getting there.
You might have to sail for a little bit longer, but you'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be okay. I think it's just like that fear too. That's kind of just like, how am I going to get all this done in a week? And like, if I don't get certain things done, like if I can't clean my kitchen to the way I want to once a week, at least I'm going to lose it. So, you know, it's like making time for the things that I know I need, and figuring out what I need the most has been one of the things that I have a lot of desire to do, but has been a little paralyzing.
Yeah. All right. And mine is, I have always wanted to do a seasonal rental in Cape May. And I know, let's just run a place in Cape May for the summer. We used to rent, when we were young, we used to rent before we were married and had houses and responsibilities. We used to rent, you know, beach houses and stuff like that for a season. I'm like, why can't I, as a grown up, be brave enough to say, I'm going to do a seasonal rental at the beach, which I could probably use more than I ever have. And I think the fear factor there is that it's how I use my, with a little bit of money, of course, but even that would be rewarding if you got to use it. I think it's just the fear of not having the time to fully utilize it to its maximum potential. So it holds me back from doing it at all. So there you go.
There's multiple reasons why we can't do things or we're not doing things.
Yes. All right. So what's next on your list, Brianna? What's another thing you want to do?
So not that, I mean, this is something that I do want to do, but it is work related, and it's both like my day job and roots related, is new work responsibilities. I have, especially at my, you know, full-time job, I've stepped into this new position that is new to the company and kind of new to me too. There's a lot of stuff that I know how to do from, you know, your shop, Kathy, and there's, you know, a lot of things that I know how to do from operating Roots on a day-to-day basis, but we're a bigger company than Roots is, so there's some new things there. I'm working with, you know, a separate marketing company to kind of collaborate on business ideas and branding the business and making sure things run smoothly day-to-day for this business that has two locations in the county. And there's just like a lot of ideas that I have that I'm not quite sure like how to reach those ideas fully, because I don't, you know, even though I feel like I'm qualified for this job, there's a lot that I haven't done. There's a lot of questions that I need to ask still to, you know, kind of find information and answers and bring what we need as a company into one spot so that I can do the things that I think are going to be good for the company.
Cool. I love that ambitious too, that, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to grow. I want to grow. Yeah,
and that's the whole point. Like, yeah. With Roots and my day job, the whole goal is to grow, and that's, you know, what I'm trying to do. But there's a lot of things, there's a lot of barriers to that.
Yeah. Roots is the perfect name when we talk about growing. It's perfect. I'm wearing a philodendron right now for the first time in my life. And I think of that all the time because I'm looking for roots and I'm like, oh, roots. I love it. All right, Natalie, what's next on yours?
Mine next one. Oh my God, I just had it in my head. Hold on one second. Sorry. I got distracted. I was thinking about my plants. Wait, skip me, come back to me. I'll remember it. I'm so sorry.
Wait, I'll go next. You go after me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was like, you said philodendron, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't water my plants this week.
The routine. It's the missing routine.
Oh, out of whack.
Oh gosh. All right. So this is a little bit of a deep, dark secret. Because I always say, oh no, I'm never going to travel out of the country again, blah, blah, blah. But you know, I have to say, I really do want to travel out of the country one more time, going back to where I've already been. I just have this desire to go back to Scotland and visit the town where my grandmother was born. I cannot even explain that. I think part of it is just to go, I'm talking to myself, you've said, no. But you know what? It's okay to change your mind and step up to the bat. So that's one of my things. And probably the barrier there, it's not really time because I wouldn't go for very long. It would be money well spent, but I think it's just the fear of the process. I will say I'll be a little anxious. I haven't flown for quite a while, but I think it is, you know, just the fear of letting what you've said no to for so long become something that you say, yeah, I think I will. So
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Natalie, did it come back?
It did come back. But I will say, Kathy, trust your gut on that one. I have this thing where, like, if I feel like I need to be in a place, I just trust my gut on it. It's like the one thing that I have a lot of anxiety. This is the one thing that I'm like, usually like, okay, this is good. Like, even when I went to college, I knew, like, the second I got to the place where I went that it was right. You know, sometimes I feel like there's a universal thing happening where you're just supposed to go somewhere.
Yeah. And it's those places like that, because they become a part of your roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm just like that. Stay tuned.
Mine is roots related. And it is, I want to get really good at video editing for roots, and also just personally, because we started playing around with it a lot last year. And I learned a lot about this editing software, and I do really enjoy it. I think it's like a good mix of technical and creative. And I've realized in my life in the past, like maybe 5 years, that I have been leaning a lot more into the technical and not the creative in a lot of aspects of my life. And I miss the creative because I feel like that's something I always really enjoyed, and I don't let myself do it as much anymore. So I want to play around with it a little bit more. I think it is a total art. And we'll see what we do with it. But that's kind of one of my goals for 2024 is digging into video editing and shooting and just like the whole process of like creating good materials, good content, good video that people will find easy to learn from. So we'll see where we get.
Nice. That's exciting too. I love it. Again, time. It's the time factor.
It's also just like that information overload piece of things. Like this software that I'm using is not intuitive. I had to watch a lot of tutorials to get even to where we've gotten to so far. And spent like a lot of time just digging in and learning. But I think, you know, where I'm getting kind of the courage to do more, I recently started a job where I'm using a lot of Excel, and I thought I was very adept in Excel until I started this job. And I have learned so much about Excel in the last like couple of months. I am like a completely different person in there. So I really feel like less scared because I know that I got to this point by giving it the time. So I just need to give this the time to grow. And it'll be.
That is so inspiring because I think sometimes it's easy for us to think. Well, it takes me back to my mom, who said she knew everything about knitting until we learned the three needle bind off before we had the shop and all. And I can still hear her saying, oh, I thought I knew everything about that. I'm like, oh, obviously not. But it's inspiring because even though there's something that we've used a long time, we can probably always learn more about every single thing in this world. That's cool. All right. Okay, Brianna, this is it. What's the one more thing?
So my last one definitely is like project-based, like home projects. We have been doing so much around the house, like just like really like little stuff from changing outlets to we put cabinets in our kitchen by ourselves. But I feel like there's still like a lot of things we have going on. And between not really knowing exactly like what we want, first of all, but the how to do it, at least on my end, John's really handy and he's super helpful. I just stand there most of the time, but me not knowing how to do something, I don't know. There's, you know, certain things that you can and can't do in, you know, each situation. And if I want to like reface my whole front, I could do that, but I would probably do it badly because I don't know how to do that. So there's a lot of like little stuff that we want to do that we don't have the time. We right now don't have the money. And I don't have the resources to do a lot of it. We love spreadsheets. So we have like a spreadsheet full of things that we want to get done. And it's just like a matter of going through each one, budgeting it out, figuring out how we go about doing it, if we need permits or not to do it. A lot of it is like township red tape stuff. So that's like a whole nother thing, but that's another big one we've been dealing with lately.
Neat. All right, Natalie.
Okay. My last one's travel based. I want to do like a backpacking trip really badly that spans like months. But I think it goes back to this like time off idea where if I have the time off, I would want to go with Chris, but the odds of us being able to take that time at the same time really is unlikely in the near future because we'll both be working. So it's one of those things where it's kind of a dream because of like, you know, we need to work to make money. So I don't know, maybe like later in life we'll do it, but I wish we could do it like now, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's tricky because like now is a great time to do it, especially when we're in our 20s and our 30s, because we've got the, you know, the energy and the abilities. And then you get to this point where you go, well, now I have the time. And you're like, okay, but I don't know if I could do it like to the extent I would have wanted to do it. But hey, you know, it's good to have dreams. Dreams are what keep us going forward. So it could be a reality.
I feel like too, just like, you know, Natalie, you were mentioning earlier about Kathy's traveling, like there is going to be a time where like it just happens. Like things come together. And if you keep that in your mind space, like that idea that you have and just like think about it often, I feel like the universe just makes things like that happen sometimes.
Yeah. That's a good point. I believe that 100%. It's like all that manifestation kind of situation. I'm going to manifest it, you guys.
Do it. You want to be ready for when that moment happens. You've got to have this lively dream going, even though it's not, you know, you're not buying tickets yet and you're not like making reservations yet, but you got to have that lively just in case it manifests itself.
Yeah.
All right. So my last one is, I have always had this dream. Some people know this dream of mine, but I want to audition for voiceovers in the worst way.
You could be great at it. I would listen to that.
Would you listen to me read a book? Every time
yes.
I read an audio book, I'm like, I could read a book. I just always wanted to audition mainly just to get like the experience and the feedback of them going, no, honey, no, honey, it's not going to work out. But I know there's so much involved in it, but that's where I get into the analysis paralysis. Cause when you go out there on Google and start to look at it and go, oh, that's a whole professionally trained industry. But I don't know, maybe someday somebody will just call and go, would you like to audition for a voiceover? And I'll say yes, because I've always wanted to do that.
I will say there are two people in my life who I think would be great at voiceovers. The first one is you. I would listen to it. The second one is the receptionist at my dentist's office. Has the best voice. And every time I see her, I tell her, I'm like, has anyone ever told you that you should read audiobooks? And she's like, people tell me that all the time. I tell her every time I see her, it might just be me over and over again telling her that, but it's like, you know, some people just have the perfect voice for it, you know?
Yeah, hear somebody's voice. I just want to try it. Like my voice would probably not even be in the running. But now, okay, so let me just dial this back for a second though. I'm just going to throw Ed under the bus. He does not get my voice at all. So thank you for liking my voice, because some days I can see Ed just going, oh, that voice. Anyway. All right. This was fun. This, I got to tell you, girls, thank you for the chat. It felt like a little bit of therapy today, of like getting things out there and talking about a little bit of like revisiting dreams and what holds us back. So any other things to add to this?
We're just going to manifest our dreams so they become a reality.
I think that's the word of the day, manifest. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Well, then let's move on to our other important things that we'd love to chat about. So how about if we go next with what is your favorite something shout out?
My favorite something this week, well, it's the beer I'm drinking. I wish I could get more of this. So over the weekend, we went to Rehoboth, and Dogfish Head Brewery is in Rehoboth. So we had dinner there, and they, you know, have all of their beers on tap. And they had a separate list of beers on tap that they don't sell at distributors like up and down the East Coast. They only sell it in the restaurant and next door in their like local beer distributor store. So we had dinner, went right next door, and I had to buy a 4-pack of this beer. It's called Bendy Parts, and it's very good. It's like kind of a sour ale, so it has like a really tart flavor to it, but it's nice and light too. And the style, it says kettle sour ale brewed with black tea, mango, ginger, key lime, and chili. And they like relate it to kombucha tea. It tastes like kombucha beer, if you can imagine that, with like ginger on the back end. It's the best beer I think I've ever had. And I don't normally drink beer. It's so good. So that's my favorite thing this week. And if anybody's going to Rehoboth, get Bendy Parts. It's great.
Stock up. And another 4-pack for you, Brianna, right?
Yes, drop off a 4-pack for me for sure.
Those flavors you mentioned sound fabulous. Wow. All right, Natalie, what's your favorite something this week?
My favorite something this week is trail mix. And trail mix is not normally something that I gravitate to or pick up, but it's having a moment for me right now. We had our bridal shower up here in Connecticut last weekend. My in-laws did a fantastic job throwing like a little something for both of us, and it was super fun. And we had stopped by his parents' house for dinner, the following week, and she handed us like this Costco-sized bag of trail mix and was like, take this. So, you know, it's not normally a snack I gravitate to, but like, I have never eaten more trail mix in my life. I'm obsessed. I can't stop eating it. I actually had to hide it. I have spent all day, because I've been working from home, thinking about, thinking about like, if I can add other things to it. Like, should I pour this whole bag of granola in the trail mix? Like, but I haven't committed to that.
What kind of trail mix is it?
It's just the Kirkland brand trail mix. It is three different types of nuts, raisins, and two different types of M&Ms in there. But I want to add pretzels in there like nobody's business. And I want to add my granola in there. It's like a maple crunch granola like nobody's business. That's, I might do it.
That would be a great combination.
Yeah. Anyway, trail mix. Perfect. Sweet, salty snack. Yeah.
It works. It crunches. It's got it all. Okay, so my favorite something this week is, I just have to say, it is high school Friday night football again. And we went on Friday night. It was the Strathaven-Edinburgh game. It was great. And the energy there is so amazing. The value and the concession stand. And I'm just going to tell you, I think I mentioned this last year too. Ed and I actually were going to another game this week on Thursday. For $20 total, we both get into the game and have dinner from the concession usually. Very rarely do we go over $20, and we had a great time. So, I mean, there's entertainment, there's the band, there's... So anyway, it is high school Friday night football is my favorite thing this week.
Love that. Perfect night out. Entertainment, food, great.
It's so fun because, you know, you start off... It was actually quite pleasant out. It was a little hot. You know, this is August. It was a little hot. But then by the time you get to like October, and so you get to wear all these different seasons of clothing, and it's just great. It's fun. And my sweaters. All right. So then what's for dinner? Another favorite topic.
I already ate dinner, but I had gnocchi with pesto sauce and veggie chicken. It was delicious.
Yeah, if we were only virtual so that the world can see Natalie and my face go like, wow.
That sounds incredible.
I'm hungry.
Found out John is allergic to pesto. I think he's allergic to pine nuts because we ate it twice before and he was like violently ill afterwards. So it's all mine. The whole thing belongs to me. It's so great. I have so much left over.
That's great. Well, it's not great for John, but it's great for you.
Yeah, it's for me now.
I love it. Well, I have been experimenting tonight, and I made like this Greek orzo dish, but I did it like I was making risotto. So I put all my veggies in the pan with the orzo, toasted everything up, and then I poured chicken broth in and let it like kind of slowly absorb everything. And it's pretty good. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I have a sneaking suspicion that it's going to be very good the second day. Like, it's going to be really good leftovers. But I'm undecided tonight. But I added, like, some crispy chickpeas, some cucumber, some feta. It was decent. Not my fave.
It sounds like a good combination, though.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, the acidity of cooking the tomatoes in with the orzo makes it taste like risotto instead of, like, what I want it to taste like, which I feel like if the veggies were all crisp, it would be perfect. So I think next time I do it, I wouldn't put the veggies in.
Mm-hmm. Trial. Just gotta keep trying, but it sounds good. And it does to me sound totally like a day two meal, like where it just whatever happens while it's in that container in the refrigerator overnight, it always works. So, all right. I got to tell you guys, I thought I was going to be able to tell you something that I made, but I got to push that one aside because Ed and I broke all the rules today. And we had tomato sandwiches with a Jersey tomato. Our neighbor, Jamie, gave one to Ed today. And looking at it, we don't eat tomatoes because of, we're not supposed to with Ed's condition. But I have to tell you, if it was the last meal we ever had, it was wonderful. We broke the rules and we had tomato sandwiches with the toaster on the table and the container, the jar of mayonnaise and sliced tomatoes. And it was really good. So anyway, that's
amazing.
That was our dinner. So couldn't resist. All right. So news and updates. How about it? Do you guys want to go first with Roots? Anything?
Yeah. So for Roots, our fall classes are absolutely still available. There are a couple classes that are starting in like a week, So if you haven't looked or are looking to sign up, make sure you do sign up. We are actually working on sending materials, emails for all of our September classes, if we haven't sent one already. So anything that starts in September is going to be closed pretty soon. So you want to make sure that you sign up for those. And then we also have two more September community dates available. I can't tell you what the dates are because I don't remember.
First one's 9/6. It's a Wednesday.
September 6th. And I think the second one might be the 23rd, if I'm 23rd. Not.
It's a Saturday. Yes.
Yeah. So we do have two September communities that are always free to sign up. And then I do have to shout out, because we've been doing this all summer with our road trip kits, our summer road trip kits. The last weekend for them is this coming Labor Day weekend. Will be our last summer road trip kit that we do, because it's coming towards the end of summer. So that's all the fun, exciting stuff I think we have.
Wow. I don't know how that could be, but yeah, it is coming to the end of summer. And yeah, I just want to add in here real quick, if our listeners, I know that, you know, they can definitely go and sign up for the newsletters and the emails from Roots, but follow on social media. What you guys have been putting on social media, Instagram, Facebook too, I think. It always makes me want to sign up for one more class. It's a great way. If you've read it on the paper, follow you guys on social media, and to see some of those things is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Makes me go one more. Okay. Then let's do it. I'll make an announcement. So next Monday is Labor Day. It's the official Labor Day. So we will not be recording. So we'll record on September 11th. And our chat that night is going to be a rewind. It'll be our 167th episode, and we're going to rewind episode 9, and we're going to re-chat back to school, which we recorded September 7th of 2019, 4 years ago, you guys, 4 years. So it'll be fun for us to listen. And just so people know, when we rewind it, we listen to it and we talk about it again ourselves. So it's not like we just play the same thing over for you. We'll talk it up again and see what's changed.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, this was a lot of fun. So let's go ahead. We'll wrap this up. And we want to know, we really do wonder, are you listening? So please add a review to where you listen to KSL to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference in your day. Also, please share us on your social media to spread the word. We'd love to hear from you, and we invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We do this via Zoom. You can be right here with all of us. We promise there is absolutely no work. Just come look at us while we're doing it via Zoom. So if you'd like to do that, please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie, and be sure to read the show notes for the links to our emails. So hopefully you have finished your project, your drink, your walk, or all of that, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.